This podcast is sponsored by BT, because BT means business. Whatever business you're in, BT's got your back, with reliable connectivity to keep you connected as you grow. Search BT's got your back.
This is your Times afternoon briefing for Thursday, the 25th of April. The SNP has ended its power-sharing agreement with the Scottish Green Party because of a disagreement over their climate change targets and treatment of children who are seeking help for gender dysphoria. The First Minister of Scotland, Hamza Youssef, said their cooperation had served its purpose, but that he will now lead a minority government without the support of the Greens co-leaders. The Times' political correspondent in Scotland, John Boothman, says it has to be seen in the context of a UK election in the next few months.
The fact is there's a lot of disquiet among SNPs at, MPs at Westminster. They're going into that election in a bad place. They think, lots of them, that the Greens have been dragging them down. They also are really concerned that in at least 32 constituencies, upwards of that, of the 57 in Scotland, there's going to be Green candidates who'll take votes away from them.
The Greens have called ending the deal political cowardice. Former Post Office executive Angela van der Bogaard says she's truly sorry for the devastation caused to the victims of the Horizon IT scandal. She handled complaints about Horizon and sat on a working group to deal with the scandal since 2014 before leaving her post in 2020. Speaking to the inquiry, she says she regrets missing the signs that there was a problem with the system.
I apologise for not getting to the answer more quickly, but with the evidence I had and the parameters of my role at the time, I did the best I could and to the best of my ability.
Labour says it will repair relations with the rail unions if it wins the next election. Outlining their plans to renationalise the railways, the Shadow Transport Secretary Louise Haig said they'll treat the workforce as an asset rather than a liability.
We will reset industrial relations on the railways, which have hit a new low under this government, who have continuously and deliberately provoked these disputes.
The government remains committed to single-phrase Ofsted judgments, despite calls for them to be scrapped following the death of a head teacher. Ruth Perry took her own life when her primary school in Berkshire was downgraded. The Department for Education says it will continue to listen to views and look at alternative systems, but it believes there are significant benefits. Conservative MP Robin Walker, chair of the Education Select Committee, told Times Radio this is a shame.
We made a recommendation that they need to look at the alternatives and work up what could work with an effective regulatory system, because there has to be an effective regulatory system. Everyone is agreed on that. And I think what they're saying today is that they are exploring alternatives. They are looking at international alternatives, but they're ruling out making changes for now. I think the last part of that is disappointing.
For more stories like this, listen throughout the day to Times Radio.
Rising sea levels, extreme weather patterns, extinctions of species. Our planet needs protecting. I'm Adam Vaughan, the environment editor for The Times, and this is Planet Hope from The Times, in partnership with Rolex and its Perpetual Planet Initiative. In this podcast, we hear from leading experts from around the world who are committed to finding solutions. These explorers, scientists, entrepreneurs, and citizens are committed to a common goal: to protect our home, Earth. Listen now wherever you get your podcasts.